Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Lampersinger is our guest, longtime, more than 7-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of On Point Consulting, the co-author of Flexible Leadership, and also Virtual Team Success. And he's our good friend, Rick Lepsinger. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill, Rick, one of the things, I know what you want to talk about today is the concept, the idea of building and sustaining trust. And I know you probably know this, but this is a topic that I've been talking about on my show with other trust experts as well as yourself for 16 years. And I think it's so important that my 8th chapter, the last chapter in section 1 of my new book, is devoted to trust.
Right.
I say in that book, Rick, that trust was present at the birth of proto-markets 10,000 years ago, and 'cause markets could not have been built, could not have been birthed without trust, right? What do you think?
Right. No, absolutely. It's both at a macro level around markets, but even at a more micro level among team members, trust is really a fundamental concept in order to make teams work, to make economies work, to make businesses work. So it really is very fundamental.
And in my book, Rick, I actually make the point that, and I believe this very seriously, that trust is more important today than ever before. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you see a lot. Now, it's interesting, too, because I'm not so sure that it's more important than ever before, but I think it gets violated more. In other words, I think there are lower levels of trust. Like, for instance, if you look at, let's say at the government level, how people feel about their representatives in government,
right,
or Congress in general, there seem to be much lower levels of trust.
But
among
that's my
the general
that's
population
my point, Rick. That's
and
my,
the government.
That's
yeah,
my point.
Yeah.
Is it's more important? Maybe I should. Maybe a better way to say it is, when you find it, it has more value today.
Yeah, I think maybe because it's rarer than it was at the past. I think it's always important, and it's always been a key foundational element. I think lately it's just been more difficult. Plus, looking at a work world. If you're working with people, let's say in a geographically distributed world where you're interacting with people who you don't see on a regular basis, it's a sort of a long distance kind of a business relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's much harder to build high trust relationships and have confidence in your agreements with other people and to believe that other people will do what they say. It's a slightly different world. And trust now becomes more difficult to build and to sustain in that kind of a world.
Well, if you think about it, this is what I deal with in my work. You and I have been working together for 7 years, and yet we've never met.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So
we work with vendors and suppliers and customers who never see us, right?
So. Exactly. But as a person, I'm pretty sure, has been around a while and has had business experiences where you did see people pretty regularly and that you did business with, your expectation of trust or the things that you look for to identify trust are much more keenly in this virtual world than it is much more keen in the virtual world than it is in the physical world, isn't it?
Because yeah, I think so.
I can't see your face as much, maybe. I can't hear your voice. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of things you take for granted in the co-located world because you have physical contact, you see people fairly regularly, and in the virtual world, you don't have a lot of those eye contact connect the face with the name sort of thing. So there really a lot of work has been done on what the elements and components of trust are. And you know, we can talk about that as well, but it's really how do you build trust
right.
in general and in particular in a virtual world.
What I do think is, yeah, I do think that's very important because if you and I are face-to-face and you say something to me, you know, my wife tells me all the time, I say, what did I say? She said, it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it, right?
Exactly.
If you and I are face-to-face and you say something to me that I could take the wrong way, well, if I could see your face, I might say, well, you know what? I don't think he meant it the way it sounded, and I get over it, right? But
yeah.
if you type that into an email, I got no frame of reference other than that words, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, and words, maybe you get like 15% of the message in the words, which I know
right.
is a little, you know, counterintuitive, but most of the information you get in communication is through nonverbals, body language, eye contact, that sort of thing.
See, I'm. It's my nature to be humorous, to try to, I mean, to attempt to be humorous. It's my
right.
nature even to be a little sarcastic. I think sarcasm is fun, right? I mean, in the right,
right.
use the right way. But I write out an email with humor and sarcasm, but because I refuse to use emoticons, I have to go back and rewrite it, Rick.
I don't like
smiley faces in my emails.
That's right, and not everybody gets sarcasm either.
Right.
Again, if you're working cross-cultural, which you do much more in today's
right.
world,
yep.
not everybody understands sarcasm, especially when it's written.
And
they
these
can't
are
hear
all,
tone of voice.
These are all things that are elements of trust, aren't they?
Well, they impact trust
they
as
build,
well. Yeah, absolutely.
They help you build trust. And when we come back,
right.
we're going to get Rick to talk to us some more about we're going to specifically focus on trust within the team after these messages. Rick Lepsinger and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.